Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, television neighbor. We're together again, and I'm glad of that. I want you to see something. This is called a flexitone. It's an instrument that belongs to a friend of mine who has a whole collection of musical instruments. He likes music so much that whenever he sees a different kind of music maker, he gets it and he tries to learn how to play it. His name is Tom O'Horgan. I want you to meet him and to see his instruments. It's not quite time to go there yet, though. So we'll just think of something to do while we're waiting here. Maybe we'll just feed the fish. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating, and we'll be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Were you glad that we thought of that, fish? Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's time now to go to Mr. O'Horgan's place and see all of his instruments. His grandmother was a Native American. I wonder if she helped him to love music. Well, we'll just take the flexitone back to him and meet Tom O'Horgan. Come along. This is his apartment house. Let's just go on in.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
Fine. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Welcome to my house.
Yeah, I see you brought back the little toy.
Yes, well, it does seem like a toy to me.
It's a musical instrument called the flexitone and can place all kinds of... Here's the bass of the family.
Do you hear the difference?
The whole scale, see? Here, you play a duet.
I like this.
You're doing well.
I want them to see your instrument. These are all musical instruments?
Yes, from different parts of the world, and they're made from elements around their house, their backyard. There's, for instance, this over here is a set of sticks from the Aboriginal people from Australia. They're used as rhythm sticks. Want to try it?
I think these sound like some birds.
Yeah, I wonder. And these here are are seed pod instruments, rattles. This is from the Caribbean islands. Wonderful percussion instrument.
I mean, those are just seeds in
there? Mm-hmm, right off a tree. And then this here is a, these are nut cases, nut seeds. A higher version.
You mean these are just nuts?
Mm-hmm. Right. They're from Africa. And this is one which is really lovely. It's a, these are seed cases.
Oh, that sounds so soft.
Just like rain. And these are interesting. These are from the Amazon Indians. These are dancing instruments. Want to try it?
I'll give you back the seed.
All right.
Let's see now. Oh, it just screwed up.
It's just a coconut shell. So you can dance and make your own music at the same time.
I should say. Is that the kind of thing that you play when you're happy?
Well, I like these over here. These are wonderful little gongs. But it's just part of a whole series of gongs I have. Come on, let me show you.
All right. Oh, these gongs.
Yes, they're all Indonesian and Chinese and Japanese. These are wonderful pitched gongs there. Small ones are quite nice. Would you like to try?
They sound beautiful. Each one has its own voice.
It sure does. Now these things up in the ceiling here are quite interesting. These are Burmese bells.
I love to listen to that. Tom, what was it that got you so interested in these things?
Well, when I was in fourth grade, there was a teacher who came to our school. His name was Mr. Sheehan, and he sort of really guided my interest towards music. I was a singer, and I became very interested in musical instruments and playing together and singing together. And it's been my life ever since.
You've done this all over the world, found these things, haven't you?
That's right. Would you like to play a duet?
Sure.
Okay, I'll play the bells over here, and you can play the ceiling instruments.
All right.
Okay?
I like that, playing together like that.
That's fun.
What is this big thing for?
That's for hitting this great gong here. Give it a good stroke.
All right.
For Chinese gong.
I like that.
Yeah. Come on, let me show you some other of my things.
All right.
Here's a trumpet. It was homemade out of oil cans, cooking oil cans.
Is that wonderful?
Amazing.
Oil cans for a trumpet.
Right. And here is something I'd like you to play. If you hold it there, and then you bow it with this here down towards the bottom.
What is that inside?
Water.
Water?
It's called a water phone. The water gives it an echo effect. It's very unusual. I'd like to play you another bowed instrument over here, which I'm very, very close to because it's an Apache fiddle. And my grandmother was a Cherokee, so I feel close to it. Mm-hmm.
It's very gentle.
It is.
I think all of these instruments have the spirit of the people that made them and the people that played them. And each one, of course, has a voice of its own and speaks to me very, very directly. And that's why I have them all.
I wish I could see them all and hear them all, but I need to be going.
Now you can come back sometime.
I'd like to.
Let me show you this last one thing.
All right.
This is a great gong from a temple gong from Japan, and it's also a friction instrument like those two. Uh-huh. And if you rub it, it begins to make a great sound. Takes a moment for it to come up.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciated having you.
Appreciate your showing us this. You're a very special person.
It's my pleasure.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'll give you a gong to go.
Okay. Come on, let's just go to my place. Fun to find out things you never knew before. If you ask people, many of them will tell you and show you wonderful things. I really enjoy learning from my friends. Now it's time for make-believe. Trolley. Let's pretend that this is the time for the Bass Violin Festival, and people are coming from Westwood, Northwood, and Southwood. Let's pretend that it's just about to begin. We'll make believe that Trolley is carrying a big bass violin. Ready, Trolley? Okay.
Yes, Trolley, we're almost ready to begin.
Oh, yes, it's a real nice one.
Oh, it plays your music. Of course.
Trolley, we're all ready for the festival. In fact, King Friday's waiting.
But the people from Westwood haven't arrived yet. Yes, Mayor Maggie.
And she's the one who suggested that we have the festival. In fact, so that all the neighborhoods could get together.
Well, no, we haven't called her, as a matter of fact.
Gee, thanks, Trolley. That's a terrific idea.
I'll call her.
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Polifica? Oh, no, not yet. We'll let you know. Would you please get me Westwood? I want to see whether Mayor Maggie has started out yet. Oh, hello, Mayor Maggie. Well, aren't you coming? What? Oh, we thought it was supposed to be here. Well, I'll see. You mean everyone else is there? From Southwood? And Northwood? Oh, well, I'll talk with Uncle Friday, and we'll come as soon as we can. Oh, yes, yes, he's playing, and we'll have some dancing and some other music. Oh, good, we'll come when we can.
What's going on?
What about that?
You mean the festival's gonna be
in Westwood?
Oh, no.
I'm glad we checked.
Oh, well, you go talk to King Friday, and I'll go see who else wants to go.
But what about the decorations?
Oh, maybe we'll take along a couple of balloons.
Okay, first things first.
Right.
Hello,
trio.
Hello.
Lady.
Aberlin.
I need to talk with Uncle Friday.
Here he comes.
Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
And when shall I begin to play my overture?
As soon as we arrive in Westwood.
Westwood? Why did you say that?
Well, we've just found out that the festival is in Westwood.
Not here?
No. You see, everyone is in it, is already there.
Everyone except us? How did this happen?
I don't know, but I think the best thing for us to do is to go to Westwood right away.
And think about reasons later.
Exactly.
Fanfare people, please play us to Westwood.
Mayor Maggie has just talked with Make Believe, and their participants are on their way.
Oh, good. Wow,
that's so
that's exciting, huh?
I didn't know what
While we're waiting, Betty Bass Violet from Southwood has offered to sing us a flower song. Please, Miss Violet.
What has such grace as a bass violet? A bass violet is like a lace violet. What has a face like a bass violet? A bass violet can hold the ace tete-a-tete. Who keeps the pace while all others are racing? The flowers of life breathe and bend, bend and wave. But ask who fills the space while all others are racing? The bass violet wins this race. What has such grace as a bass violet? A bass violet is like a lace violet. What has a face like a bass violet? A bass violet can keep the pace that is set.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, that was very nice. Very, very nice.
I see our neighbors from the neighborhood of make-believe arriving. Let's give them a hearty welcome.
Oh, welcome, neighbors from make-believe.
Hello, Mayor Maggie.
Hi.
We're
Hello.
Sorry to be late.
Mayor Maggie, there was a mix-up, but we will not dwell on that. We have brought balloons and great talent.
Well, then let's begin.
Yes,
yes let's begin.
It's this way over here.
Hello.
Hi, welcome, everyone. See you.
Here.
The King's Bass.
Very nice. Thank you, Mr. David. Yes, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bass Violin Festival shall begin. Our overture will be played by our bass violin player, His Majesty King Friday the 13th.
Who is always so generous with his musical talent.
Who is always so generous with his musical talent.
Yes, I'm prepared now. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, there you have it. What more needs to be said?
Thank you, King Friday, a superb beginning. And now from Northwood, Old Goat will recite his poem about the bass violin.
Mama!
Oh, he says he needs someone to play some music while he's reciting his poem.
Well, I'll be glad to do that, Toots.
Very well. Lady Elaine Fairchild, then, will join Old Goat in this part of the festival.
Sure, you take me. I'm always ready to help. Ma! Sure, I'm ready. I'm always ready. You start. Yeah, go on up there and start. Well, if your poem is over, just keep hopping until I finish my piece.
Thank you, Old Goat, and and Lady Elaine. And now we have a bass violin dance by Lady Aberlin and Miss Polificate, accompanied by Handyman Negri. All three from the neighborhood of Make Believe.
Wonderful.
Presentation in all respects. We in Westwood are so proud of our neighbors. Is there something that you would like to do, Daniel?
No thank you, Mary Maggie. I came to be the audience and clap my paws.
We're very glad you came.
Sometimes I'm very shy.
Well, you're always welcome in Westwood.
Thank you. What's next for the festival?
Next, two of our Southwood neighbors, Keith David and James Michael Jones, are going to treat us to a bass violin puppet show.
Oh, good.
These are our two puppets, Keith bass violin and Jimmy bass violin. They're brothers. Now, James is going to make Jimmy talk, and I'll make Keith talk.
Hello, Keith.
I don't want to talk.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
I thought we could play together.
I don't feel like playing with you.
Why not?
You're too young.
But I'm your brother, and I want to play with you.
Well, that's too bad. I'm going to play with my big friends. Bye.
Oh, I feel so sad. I think I'll cry. Oh.
Jimmy, I'll play with you.
Who are you?
I'm Daniel Striper Tiger, and I'm a good player.
Well, I didn't expect you to come and help me.
Well, sometimes people get sad, and sometimes they get angry. And I know all about that.
And do you know about brothers who won't play with you when you want them to?
Yes, I do. Oh, look, here comes your big brother now.
Who are you?
I'm Daniel Tiger. I'm Jimmy's friend.
Are you part of the puppet show?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot it was a show. Excuse me.
You're welcome to stay, Daniel.
Well, thank you.
My friends didn't want to play with me. So I came back to play with you, Jimmy.
Well.
Oh, that's really good. Now you both have somebody to play with. I liked your show.
And we can all sing our song together.
Oh, good.
Bass violin. Oh. Bass violin. Bass violin. Bass violin. We love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you.
The end.
Excellent. Yes, excellent.
I hope I didn't ruin your show.
You helped us a lot, Daniel.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for that show, all of you. And now, Charles R. Aber and I, along with the festival orchestra and chorus, would like to end the festival with one of our favorite selections.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this empty world, a neighborly day for you too. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
That was a happy festival, wasn't it? Each person did something special by playing or dancing or talking for puppets. And then they all sang together. People from all the different neighborhoods together. I guess you know that I really love music. In fact, it's been very, very important to me since I was very little. My mom and dad didn't like me to bang when I was angry. But I found that if I played the piano when I was angry, they didn't mind that. So that's what I did. I'd play like that. And then little by little, I'd see that the music would be sounding less and less angry. So it seemed that the more I played, the more anger got out of me. And I felt better about everything. That's one reason I wrote that song, Good Feeling, because it does give you a good feeling to know that there's something that you can do to help you become the master of the mad that you feel and not have to hurt yourself or anybody else. I hope that you're finding your ways of saying how you feel, ways that don't hurt you or anybody else. Really help people to have very good feelings. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week a special one for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. This is PBS.